Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. And today, I'm going to be going over the best skins for every rarity. So, as you probably know, there are different rarities now that the catalog change happened. So, there are rare, there's super rare. Rare are 30 gems. Super rare are 80. Don't know why I blanked. Epic is 150. And Mythic is 200, and Legendary is 300. So, since I'm going to, most of them will be top 7, but since there's some, such as Mythic and Legendary, that don't have that many, also note that this is best value, so they have to be purchasable, so I can't put Virus 8-Bit on this list, even though I do love the skin. It's just not purchasable, and if it comes back, it's then you can purchase it, but like, I'm not going to include any of those skins. So, yeah, let's just get into it. So, of course, we'll start with the rare. And we'll start in number 7. I have Janet, the GeForce Janet. Now, I feel like this is such a great value skin because the model is amazing. It's really cool. As well, it has the pin, which pins, legendary pins are considered 79 gems, which means you are getting good value, even though it's not really a 79 gem pin because they're always on sale if you see them in the shop. But you get the point. You're getting your value out of that pin. There's also other ones like that, like Archvillain B. But I just feel like the model isn't really good on it's not Archvillain, sorry, Ladybug B. But I feel like the model isn't as good on that as GeForce Janet, so that's why I chose that one. In number 6, I have Retro Nani. And I have Retro Nani because the only reason is because Peep is different, and I do feel like the colors really work well on Nani. I also like 8-Bit's one because the turret changes, but I prefer Retro Nani because the Peep looks pretty cool, and I feel like the colors fit a bit better, although I do love the 8-Bit pin that you get. So I'm going to have those two as a tie because the pin is a good value, but overall, like, yeah, his pin is one of my favorites in the game. I have Classic 8-Bit. I have way too many rare skins. I'm pretty sure I have, like, 15, which is, like, when you think about it, I have 3 Star Point skins that are rare. So that's, like, almost 300 gems in rare skins. I didn't do the math. 12 times 30. Yeah, about that. I'm not the best at math. Well, it's still, school hasn't started for me because I'm in Canada. Also, sorry I haven't been able to get too many episodes out. It's been a bit hard to, I've been really busy. And sorry if I sound a bit tired. I just got back from a sleepover at my friend's birthday party, and that was super fun. We did like an escape room and stuff, but yeah. So if I just sound a bit tired, because I am, it's only 7 o'clock and I'm tired. But anyways, continuing the list. In number 5, we have Panda Nita. Now, I feel like Panda Nita is such a great skin. Or is it Panda or Koala? One of the two. I can't remember. All I know is great value because of how good Bruce is. I don't remember which one. I'm trying to think. I think it's Panda. That's the 29. Sorry, I'm a bit sleepy. So I even have my list here and it says Panda. So I don't know what I'm saying. But in third, but I just love the way it looks. It looks so cool and it's so awesome. In number 4, we have MC Mandy. Now, MC Mandy doesn't have anything special in coming in terms of value, including pins or shot attacks or super attacks, but the model is so good. Like, it is one of the, it's the best rare skin by the model. It's my favorite rare skin model, not including Detective Noir Gray, but I just love the model. If I really feel like it, I might pick it up for Mandy, because I do have Magma Mandy, but I like it a lot more, but I hardly play Mandy, so I just feel like it's a really good value. And another one of those really good value by how they look is Star Atara. Now, this might be controversial, but in my opinion, I think the skin looks super cool. Like, the old Iris Tara was awful. Like, I bet you my brother's even laughing at me right now. I think he can hear me, but I don't know. Anyways, Star Atara, I just feel like it's really cool. Yeah, I just love the way it looks. Now, this is just my opinion. Remember, if you have a different opinion or disagree with me, don't get mad at me. Just remember, this is just what I think. You can have totally different opinions. This is just if you don't know what to get, and these are just my suggestions. I'm not forcing these on you. So, if I say, oh, you should totally get Agent P, which is number 3 spot, because it's a crazy cool skin, and he's so funny, he looks so goofy in it, then you don't have to do that. If you're like, I think that skin looks awful, you don't have to get that. Like, that's obvious. But in my opinion, Agent P is so good because the model itself looks amazing, as well as the turret having its own costume. So you've got the base home, which also has the thing, which has the what it looks like on it. The costume. And then you also have the porters. So you're kind of getting like really good value, as well as the gadgets porter. So you can have lots of different porters with custom looks, which I think is really cool. And I also love the way he looks. He looks so funny. His eyebrow is kind of goofy. One eyebrow's up, and he's got a unibrow. I think he always does, but like, he's got one eyebrow that's like higher than the other. It's kind of funny. But in number 2, we have... Oh, that was Agent P was number 2. I'm sorry. Yeah, you can tell I'm sleepy. In first place, we have none other than Mask Spike. Now, personally, I despise this skin. I think it's awful, but I have to admit that it is the by far the best value. I just think it looks so ugly. The only one I like is the Colt one. I don't like any of the other ones, but like, I wish the Primo one was, you know, the Primo heart, the mini Primo in it. I wish that it was just bigger. It was the mask on the spike, but that would be kind of conflex. But, you know, getting different skins in one is really good value, even though there's no shot attacks or pin. I can see why people consider this the best value skin for rare. Like, it's amazing value, even though, in my opinion, it looks awful. But it's not all about my opinion. It's what I think you guys probably will agree with, that this is a great value skin. But I would suggest saving up your gems and picking up Sakura Spike or Pyro, depending on what you like. I prefer Sakura Spike, but that's just my opinion. I would save up your bling just to get that, because, in my opinion, it's a lot better. But that's just my opinion. I don't think, if you sometimes play Spike, you have him, what, rank 17, then pick a Mask Spike if you're looking for a skin for him. But if you like Spike, you play him a decent amount in Power League and competitive, but like higher trophy matchmaking, then consider getting a skin, as long as you want that skin. Like Pyro Spike used to be one of the best value skins, but its price got bumped up, and it's still an amazing deal, so... That ends it all for the rare. Sorry, I'm not talking the best. Now we have the super rare. And starting us off in number 7 is none other than Unicorn Bite Knight Barley. Now, personally, I think this skin is amazing. It's so cool. Like, the way it looks is just awesome. His special pin is great. It's like a happy pin, but he's dancing, which already is great value. I picked this up when it was half price, and my brother got it from the Star Drop. I know lots of people picked it up when it was half off. Great deal. Also, at the time of recording, I think there's one more day, the Golden Ball Challenges, and if you're looking to pick up Coach Mike, it's only 39 gems, which is how much it should be priced at, considering that's how much the Dynamic Soccer skins are. But it's an epic skin, and if you're looking to add to your epic skin category, I think this was the same deal the other time, but I keep on not having gems to pick it up, and it's only gems, it's not bling, so I won't pick it up. But if you feel like doing that, totally do that. I'm getting off topic. I don't know how I ended up talking about that. But anyways, in number 6, I have Octofang. Now, me personally, I actually despise the skin. I bought it. I regret it. I got it for 60 gems. I think it is the most hideous skin on earth. But the shot attacks are cool, and I like the pin. So at this point, I just use Fang's base model. Also, I've been playing Fang a lot. I'm pushing him to gold 2 mastery right now. So I have 3 different gold ones. If you count Edgar, Edgar's gold 3, so 25,000 mastery points. My Fang's at 15,000 mastery points, and then my Mortis is at 13,000. So that's just me. I've hardly been gaining any trophies because I've only been playing the Brawlers I want. Sorry, something in my throat. But, like, now that I have a decent amount of trophies, I know it's not that much. I might push to 25k just to have that. But Sorry if you hear this. I'm just drinking a drink of water. I just like playing the brawlies that are fun. I like making trick shots. Well, not Mortis trick shot. I like making team wipes, especially with Fang. And I'm working on a montage. It's not going to be the best. It has my favorite brawlies, Gray, Mortis, Fang, Max. That'll probably take me like half a year to complete, though, because I probably just won't put the time and effort into doing that. Usually I just forget to record, and my phone only has 64 gigabytes of storage, so I'm kind of pressed on storage, so I can't. But also, so enough about that. On to number 5, which is King Kong Surge. Now, this is another Mask Spike one, except I actually like this skin. I picked it up with Bling. Back when Bling was first introduced, I picked it up. I kind of wish I didn't, but because then I could have got DIY Surge, which I prefer. But actually, I think I like them both. But King Kong Surge, because he has those different variants when you upgrade, it's just so cool. And the Skyscraper when you jump is just such great value. People could have priced this at 149 gems, but I don't know if that many people would buy it if that. They'd be like, this is a good skin, but I don't think I'll get it because it's 149. No, so I feel like 79 gems is the right amount for it, even though it is good value. But anyways, in number 4, there is Quick Draw Edgar, and I love Edgar's skins personally. Like, it's so cool. Like, especially Arashi, which you'll see later in this list, because it's amazing. I just love the way this looks. For 79 gems, the shot attacks are so cool. I know lots of people hate them, like my brother. He says they hardly make a difference. But I just think he needs glasses. Not really, but I just think he doesn't pay attention to detail that much at Quick Draw Edgar. And you get a pin. And I think the sombrero looks good. But, hello. But anyways, yeah, my brother's right there. Sorry about that if you heard anything. He wasn't making any noise. I just said hello. But, he doesn't like Quick Draw Edgar that much. I picked it up with Bling as soon as Bling came out. But I would totally suggest you getting it if you ever play Edgar at all. Because Edgar is a fun brawler. And I'd totally suggest picking up this skin. I wouldn't suggest it with gems, but I would take it with Bling. Because 79 gems, great value. The pin is so cool where he's doing the finger gun. But if you really like Edgar, I would save up for a different Edgar skin. Anyways, in number 3, we have Whale Watch Nita. Now, this skin is good enough to be a 150-gem skin, but I'm glad they priced this here. This is another King Kong Surge situation where I feel like it's good. It's a great value, 79, but it kind of be a decent 149 skin. It wouldn't stand out as much as it does in the super rare category, which is why I feel like it fits where it does. And this is an amazing skin. Like, I've seen it half off once in a while, so wait for it to come on sale for 39 gems and totally pick it up. You might not see it in a rotation too much anymore, though, but maybe there'll be a summer challenge and it'll be back in. But I don't know, though. But all I know is it's a great skin. The pin is cool. I love the way Bruce looks. And you get the shot attacks from Bruce, I'm pretty sure, too. I think he does. And he makes a dolphin, I'm sorry, sound. And it when you play some, which is kind of funny, it kind of hurts my ears, but yeah, that's that. Anyways, in number 2, there's Stonks Pam. And Stonks Pam, despite its price being raised 30 gems, it is still a great skin. I love it so much. The attack animations are so cool. The money, like the stocks rising. And then the super where it's got the money on it, and then the little symbols instead of being healing, it's money. And then the way the brawler model looks is really good. So I would totally suggest picking this skin up. I'm not going to because my Pam is power 5. So as you can tell, my account isn't maxed, but I'm working on it. I almost have all the brawlers unlocked. I believe I've got everything but the legendaries. And I'm only missing Buster and then 3 legendaries. So that's what happens. Wait, 4, maybe 5. That's what happens when you started playing before before credits. You don't get legendaries until late. But That's okay. I like the new system better anyways. But in first place, it's obviously got to be the new skin, Wood Spirit Chester. Now, in my opinion, this skin is just fabulous. Like, it is so cool. Not only is it great value, but it looks awesome.
Where's Beach Brock? I'm sorry, where is Beach Brock?
Don't interrupt. My brother just interrupted.
Where is Beach Brock?
I'm cutting that out. I'm sorry. Now I have to edit that. I'm sorry. I'm lazy today. But my brother just came in yelling, where is Beach Brock? Where is Beach Brock? And Beach Brock is not on this list because it's an overrated skin that no one likes. Except you, Owen. Actually, people like it, but in my opinion, it's kind of mid. But in number... So, moving on to the epics. In number 7, we have Empress Bonnie. And this skin is a bit goofy. It's a bit wonky looking. Bonnie kind of looks stupid, but it also looks amazing at the same time. Which is what I love about the skin so much. It is so cool looking and so funny that, like, who wouldn't love this skin? Like, I know lots of people want to pick this up. If it goes on sale for 79 gems, I might have to scoop it up because it is just so amazing. Anyways, in number 6, we have Arachi Edgar, which I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing this right. I'm sure there's something, some way to pronounce it. I think that's the right way. And this skin is a limited time skin, but it is amazing. Next New Year, if it goes on sale, I'm definitely picking it up. I might even if it's not. But I'm definitely going to get that skin because I just love the way it looks. It's the snakes fit the theme. Although his face is a bit pale, it's cool. Like, it's a really cool skin. You can also get Doctor, which is another great skin. But in my opinion, Arachi's just better. It could be either one of those. But in number 5, we have World Champion Gus. And I think this skin is just amazing. The shot attacks are so good, dude. Like, they're so cool. They're pixelated, as well as you have the different ones for when you got your charged thing where it's golden and then the ghosts are pixelated. There's a ton of special things that just make it such great value. The super is pixelated. It's like Major Rosa on steroids. So, I love this skin. I know what I've always wanted to pick it up, but 150 gems and there's no bling offer for it. It's a bit hard for me, especially with a brawler I never play. Or not too much, even though he's good. Anyways, in number five, is none other than... Wait, number 4. Oh man, I'm getting all twisted around. Sorry. This is probably a boring episode to listen to with me going, where are we, huh? But in number 4, this is just speculation, but Halloween Fang. Now, I love this skin. It's so good. I'm like 90% sure I'm going to pick it up. Like, it is so cool. It is so great. It is so awesome. Also, expect to see Brawl Talk speculation video or podcast episode coming out soon. School's going to be starting, so I'm going to try and get a regular season started. So, my soccer season starts now because where I live, it's rainy. It's super hot in the summer. Like, you can't play then. But the rest of the year is fine. It's just super rainy. But, so, my soccer season will be going from the start of September through to end of June, depending if I make A team. But that depends. I don't know if I will. But I'll try and definitely try to move to once a week at least. I know I haven't been too consistent. It's kind of hard for me to make videos sometimes. I don't always have the time, or I just don't really feel like putting in the effort to make an episode. I still love doing it so much, and I want to keep on doing these episodes, but I don't always know what to do, and then sometimes I'm thinking of doing it, and then the video crashes, like, I recorded one and it didn't work, and then it makes you discouraged. But also, I forgot to talk about this, the podcast hit 1,000 total plays, which is crazy. So that's not 1,000 different people. That's the amount of listens over all the episodes. So our most popular one is, I believe, episode 15. I forget what it is. I think it was the one about win trading. But it got 93 plays, which is really crazy. At least for me. I know I'm a starting podcaster, so when I don't even have over 30 podcasts on over 25, that I'm getting that many numbers is really encouraging. Thanks so much for all the support of listening to this. And if you really want to support, you can send us a 5-star review. We don't have a Patreon. We probably won't set that up. We're not too big of a podcast. Maybe once we hit average, if we start getting like 100 different listeners per episode, which isn't doubtful because our consistent thing is like 50. So thanks so much for the support, guys. I really appreciate it. And yeah, sorry about that. I'm going to get back into it. So Halloween Fang is just great because the shot attacks, everything about it, so cool. Also, an honorable mention is Evil Gene. I know my brother probably is yelling at me while he's listening to this. And he's probably so mad. He's saying, why isn't Evil Gene on here? Why isn't it on here? But I really like it. I'm sorry. It was either that or Arachi Edgar. It was a toss-up. And I went with the Edgar skin. He's just staring at me with a very mad expression on his face. So we do have the live audience, not in here, but once in a while when he hears something he doesn't like, such as Beach Brock, he'll come in storming in. But at least he realized it is an honorable mention. Otherwise, I probably would have had to edit another thing out. But I hope you understand why I didn't put it. I love it a lot, but I was so close. It was literally decided between, like, I don't know, I'm just gonna do the Edgar one because I think I like it better. But even though I do think the other one's better. Anyways, and number 3 is Headless Rider. And this is just such great value because of how cool the shot attacks, the super attacks. Considering how much you're getting your super and you're getting super attacks, it's way better value. Like, if a Willow skin comes out and has shot attacks or a Sandy one, you know how that super takes so long and that's such a small little thing that doesn't even, like, affect it. Whereas Stu's always supering, so if he gets super effects, that's so cool. But I just really like this skin. I think it's so dope. I would totally pick it up coming fall, but I'm gonna get I think, if depending on if this is the last season that it's in, I'll pick up Headless Rider and not Halloween Fang, but it'll be one of those two. I might get Headless Rider and then get Furious Fang with Bling. So, coming up in number 2, I hate to say it, but it's none other than Elsa Amber. Now, personally, I think this skin sucks. I'm traumatized by everyone singing Let It Go in kindergarten. They were so bad singers. I don't know if you can relate to this or not. I don't know. Owen, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he relates to that. So, I'm assuming he was one of the singers. And that's why he doesn't hate this skin. But Amber De La Vega is way better, in my opinion. But I'll make that the question of the day. We'll settle it. In my opinion, I love Amber De La Vega. It's so cool. I picked up that one for 80 gems. Amazing skin. You can't tell me anyways. It's so cool. Even though the battle card is super glitchy, it is still amazing. And I like it. And yeah. But Elsa Amber is amazing because it doesn't fit the theme. Ice? How do you shoot icicles? It's not like fire where it's like burning. It'd be frozen. I don't know. I guess it's just a game which has physics. But it's really good. Like, I can't deny that it's an amazing skin. It's just, in my particular opinion, I feel like Amber De La Vega, I just like the way it looks better. I think she looks way cooler, but that's just my opinion. But Elsa Amber, definitely better value. I can't deny it. But in number 1, it has to be Rogue Mortis. Now, my brother is a bit confused, but
Rockabilly is way better.
No way.
Nah, make that the poll. Make that the poll. Rockabilly is way better.
No. But anyways, Rogue Mortis is way better than Rockabilly. Rockabilly doesn't even have shot attacks. And you gotta remember that this is the best value skins, not the best skins or our favorite skins. It's best value. Anyways, but Rogue Mortis, it just got the shot attacks. It's got the stuff. It's probably gonna take me a little bit to edit this stuff out of my brother screaming about Beach Brock. So Rogue Mortis, it's just so good. You got that custom voice. It's such a good value. I have that skin. Of course, I picked it up. But I like it. It's cool. The shot attacks, everything. And it's been a pretty long episode. We're almost done. Sorry if I'm boring you. Boring. You. But now we're moving on to the mythic. And we'll start off with the worst mythic skin, which is Cerberus Tick. I think it's weird. The dog's, like, licking his own butt. I don't know. I think it looks a bit goofy. It doesn't really... I get Cerberus is, like, the dog, but that is nothing what Cerberus looked like. I've read Percy Jackson, so... I know about Greek or Roman mythology, but it doesn't really look like that. It kind of looks a bit goofy, especially the blue tongue, and then he, like... I don't know. In third, I have Megalodon. Now, Megalodon is an amazing skin if it was 150. I think it would have been perfect in the 150 category. It would be one of those best value 150 skins. But since you can't get it with bling, it just... That's Megalodon could become one of the most popular skins if it was 150. But since they put it in Mythic, it just... Not going to be as popular unless you're a huge Meg player or a dirty gemmer. But in number two, it is Ari's Nani. Now, this is so cool. I love the way Peeps swings the sword. He's like, it's so cool. And then when it explodes, all the swords come falling down. It's such an awesome skin, dude. I love it so much. I wish I could pick it up, but I'm not buying a 200 gem skin no matter what. Even though Zeus Brock, which is the number one skin, is amazing. The way he walks around is so cool. Everything about it is just amazing. It's so cool. The super looks even better because the lightning's coming down. And now that's the mythic. It's the final category. What you all haven't been waiting for, because legendary nobody can afford unless you have lots of money or feel like spending lots of money. But we'll start off with the by far worst, which is Mechabo. Now, all of the Mechabos are absolute garbage. You're telling me people are going to pay 300 gems for Mechabo, which is an orange, ugly, plastic-looking thing. You could just call it plastic bow. It is so ugly. I would rather have... Iris Tara. Old Iris Tara. No, I wouldn't. But I'm over-exaggerating. But I would rather have a super rare skin of my choice instead of Mechabo. But it would be a big flex having a legendary skin. But, like, I just think it's awful. It looks ugly. Like, Light Mecha is even pretty bad. I would only pick it up if you had 10,000 star points. But I don't know why they made it a legendary skin. Like, does it even... It has shot attacks even though they're kind of ugly. In number four is Evil Queen Pam. Now, I do like this skin so much. I just think it needs a full pin set, and then it can move itself up. I think it's cool. I just feel like it doesn't have that. It doesn't have a custom voice. And I hope it has a special pin where it's like the dragon as the pin. You know how Born Bad Buzz, his special pin is the dog? If they could have the dragon as the special pin, I don't know if they'd do that, but I think it would be really funny. And it would definitely move it ahead of number three, which is Mecha Crow. Now, remember, these are all of the mechas. And in my opinion, normal mecha is my favorite. I like all of them. I don't like gold, actually, because it's kind of ugly. Night Mecha is really good. But it's just nothing in comparison to the number two and number one. Which, well, it's great. It's awesome. It's cool. But it's nothing compared to the other crow skin in number two, which is Phoenix Crow. Now, in my opinion... The remodel, it was okay. I feel like you could swap Mecha and Phoenix, actually, on second thought. But it's really personal preference. I do believe Phoenix has the edge because of the special pins are a bit better. And it does have that really, really, really cool super, even though it's a bit bugged. It's cool. In number one, it has to be, obviously, Mecha Mortis. And my personal favorite... Dark Mecha Mortis. Now, I just think it looks so cool. Speaking of Dark Mecha Mortis, Physic, a Mortis player, is looking to push leaderboards. He's hit 70,000, which is insane. He's so good at the game. And I feel like if he puts his mind to it, he could hit 70,000 by the end, or 100,000 by the end of the next season. It would be a grind, but theoretically, if you get every brawler to 1,500, you'd get 100,000. Because that's the new reset limit, people could all push to 1,500. And then since you're only losing 20 trophies a season, you could maintain 100,000 for the rest of your career. Now, since I'm getting a bit off topic, I think I'll just end the video here. But as the question of the day, which of these four skins are your favorite? Elsa, Amber, Amber de la Vega, Rockabilly Mortis, or Rogue Mortis? So we're going to see how good they do. If you think Team Owen, then vote Elsa, Amber, or Rockabilly. But if you like my choices better, pick Rogue Mortis or Amber de la Vega. I feel like Amber de la Vega won't be too good, but it's okay. So first place will get 4 points. Second place will get 3. You get how it works. Third will get 2, and then 1 will get 1. So thanks so much for listening, guys. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one.